Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima reading you the morning bulletin. I'm Matsina. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned to India this morning after successfully concluding his final leg of a five-nation tour in Italy, where both nations announced the upgradation of their ties to a special strategic partnership, marking a major step forward in bilateral relations. The two countries signed several agreements in areas including agriculture, critical minerals, Ayurveda, science and technology, and facilitation of mobility of Indian nurses from India to Italy. Both nations also signed MOUs for curbing tax crimes, money laundering, and terror financing. In a joint press statement with his Italian counterpart, Giorgia Meloni, in Rome yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, India-Italy's shared initiative against terror financing has presented an important example before the entire world.
और इटली एकमत है कि आतंकवाद मानवता के लिए गंभीर चुनौती है टेरर फाइनेंसिंग के खिलाफ हमारी साझा पहल ने पूरे विश्व के सामने एक महत्वपूर्ण उदाहरण प्रस्तुत किया है यूक्रेन पश्चिम एशिया तथा अन्य तनावों को लेकर हम लगातार संपर्क में रहे हैं भारत का मत स्पष्ट है कि सभी समस्याओं का समाधान डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी के माध्यम से होना चाहिए
Prime Minister of Italy, Giorgia Meloni, said the aim is to enhance the complementarity between the two countries in many. PM Modi was also conferred the prestigious Agricola Medal by the Food and Agriculture Organization in Rome. The elected NPF councillors of the Dimapur Municipal Council has unanimously resolved their differences following the intervention of NPF party leaders, reaffirming their commitment to party unity and public service. In a joint statement issued by DMC Chairperson Huketo Yeptomi and Deputy Chairperson Imlina Roach Stephanie Izong, the councillors stated that they had set aside their differences in the greater interest of the party and the people of Dimapur. The statement said the councillors remained committed to carrying out their responsibilities with sincerity and dedication while ensuring good governance, accountability and transparency in the functioning of the municipal council. It further stated that as all members have reconciled and agreed to work together as a united team, the concerned authorities have been officially informed to call off the trust vote that was scheduled to be held on May 22nd. Bharatiya Janata Party Nagaland organized a combined district Prashikshan Mahabhiyan for Wakha, Pak and Kohima districts at Ripim village under Wakha district yesterday. Addressing the program, Deputy Chief Minister and BJP leader Yantung Opaton emphasized the importance of humility, dedication and selfless service in political life. Recalling how Prime Minister Narendra Modi considers himself a simple party worker, Mr. Opaton said the strength and growth of the party lie in the hands of committed karyakartas. He urged party workers to let the work speak, while stressing that the BJP should not be politicized on religious lines. State BJP President Benjamin Yeptomi said the party must now focus on holistic revival to further strengthen its grassroots presence and influence. He urged party workers to stay united and dedicated towards organizational development and public service. Enhancing healthcare delivery in Kohima, the newly upgraded Nagabazar sub-center was inaugurated yesterday by Chief Medical Officer Kohima, Dr. N. Liemne Konyak. Constructed under the 15th Finance Commission held grants for 2021-2022, the centre will provide essential preventive and promotive healthcare services to the community. Speaking at the programme, Dr. Liemne said, the centre represents a renewed pledge of care and hope for accessible and affordable healthcare. He informed that the facility will offer maternal and child healthcare, treatment for communicable and non-communicable diseases, emergency medical services, free medicines and diagnostic facilities. Under the Government of India's Free Drug Service Initiative, 106 essential medicines will also be made available free of cost, he informed. Following the detection of African swine fever, ASF, positive cases in pigs at Signal Angami village under Dimapur district, the Deputy Commissioner of Dimapur has declared the area as an infected and surveillance zone. A 1 kilometer radius from the infected area has been declared as the infected zone, while a 10 kilometer radius has been notified as the surveillance zone. Movement of pigs, pork and other pig-related products into and out of the affected area has been strictly prohibited. The district administration has directed all concerned to strictly comply with the order and cooperate with the veterinary department to prevent further spread of the disease. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.